paragraph hey. V'zeh b'chinas tisperu chamishim yoim v'loi nemar mem tesyoim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand a very difficult question. Why is it that we count only 49 days? Why does the Torah say count 50 days? So the Mefarshim say, no. When it says 50, it means up to 50. Why play games? Why not simply say count 49? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar hasfira bishvil yoim hachamishim shu b'chinas yoivel hagodol b'chinas oylam habo kamuva. Because the main goal in counting these 49 days, the goal is a big 50. The goal is the number 50, which symbolizes yoivel, which represents oylam habo, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Hainu lahamshich b'chinas yoim hachamishim al kol mem tesimei asfira. What we're trying to achieve is we're trying to draw the light of the 50th level, of the 50th day, onto the 49 days. Dahainu lahargish ho'olam haba shekulei Shabbos shebechinas yom hachamishim b'chol ha'shiva shavua shebechinas shivim ebreishis. We want to be able to feel olam haba, which is wall-to-wall Shabbos, which is the 50th day. We want to be able to feel that throughout the 7 weeks, which correspond to the 7 days on earth here, which corresponds to the action of performing the mitzvah. The act of performing the mitzvah. Ki ze ikra tachlis v'ashleimus shezoichan adi asfira b'yoim kabbalas ha-torakanam. Because this is the goal, and this is the mission, the accomplishment of the mission, that we're zoichah to through the counting of sfira, that on the day of Kabbalah Satorah, on that 50th day, we're getting the full light. Not just on the 50th day, but we were even able to draw some of that into the 49 days. Vayidei asfira, shayidei zeh zoichan l'kabbalah satorah, dahainu la'simcho anal, oz yecholin lahalbish hatfila b'sipurei dvorim. And through this mitzvah of counting the Omer, through that we're zoicha to get to Kabbalah Satoira Shavuos, which is super simcha. And Rabbi Nazal said that when a person is in super duper simcha, he plugs into Hashem's simcha, and then he has the ability to know whether it's before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din. Before Gzar Din, he prays regular. After Gzar Din, he's got to cloak his tefillah in Sipurei Dvorim, Rabbi Nazal says there, in Sipurim. Val Shem Ze Nikra Sfira. Rabbi Nazal says, now you have another reason why this mitzvah is called Sfira. Kali Dei Ze Yecholin Lahalbish HaTfila B'Sipurei Dvorim. Because by performing this mitzvah of Sfira Se'omer properly, this will get the person to the level of Simcha, where he's connected to Hashem's Simcha, where he's able to feel whether it's before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din, where he knows the secret of being able to dress his tefillah in Sipurim if it's after Gzar Din. Ki be'emes sfira shehu lashon minyan v'sipur dvorim. Ki be'emes sfira shehu lashon minyan. Number one. And number two, sipur dvorim heim b'china achas. Rav Nosson says, because the truth is, counting and telling over a story, counting is called lispor, telling a story is called lispor, are the same. Rav Nosson says they're really one and the same. V'alkei nikroim b'shem echod, and this is why in Lashon Kodesh we use the same word for sipur and lispor. Ki kol sipurei dvorim sheboilam shem klal hoilam, Iker yenichosa mebchinas sfiras haminyan. Rav Nosson Zal now goes into a little bit of a deep concept that he mentions maybe 10 times in Likutei Halachos. He says, life in this world is called sipur, right? When I say a sipur, sipur means a story, the story of my life. That's the expression. So life in this world is sipur. Rav Nosson Zal says, life in this world begins from counting, from one. Before one, there was no life. When there was no one, you know, when there was no world, there was nothing to tell. There was nothingness. When Hashem, ki haminyan hu bechinas achar habriya, because counting, the concept of a count, is something that only goes into effect after Hashem created the world. Ki lifnei echod mo'ato sefer, because there's a pasuk that says, before one, what do you count? It was like, before day one, before Hashem made the first thing in creation, what could you count? There was nothing to count. There was only Hashem. Within Hashem, there's nothing to count. You understand? Ki haminyan hu bechinas achar habriya, because numbers and counting is a concept that only begins after when there's a creation. Exactly. Vezeo bechinas koidem habriya. Ah, ki lifnei echod mata sefer. Exactly. Before one, what do you count? Because before one is before creation. Nimtza shekol habriya kula v'chol sipur dvarim shel zoylam yinikosim bechinas sfira minyan. So therefore, the whole creation and all the stories related to it, all the sipurim, are all tied into after there was a creation, which means when there's a count, when there's a numbering system in the world. And that's why we see, what did Hashem start the world with? What does the Chumash begin with? Numbers. Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, right? That's what the Torah begins with. It begins on two fronts, telling the story of creation. There was light, there was darkness, there was water, there was chicken soup. And at the end of each paragraph, what do? We count. Day one, day two, day three. Because these two go together. Sfira and Sipur are one and the same. Shezeu b'chinas achra b'ria. V'alkein al yedei ha-sfira, al yedei ze zoichin lahal b'shatfila b'sipurei dvorim. Now Rav Nosson Zal ties it back to our thing. And it's for this reason that by doing this mitzvah called Sfira Soimer, by counting, that's how the Yid is zoicha to get to the Madrega where he knows how to use a Sipur. He knows when to cloak his tefillah in Sipurei Dvorim. Because as we learned earlier, through the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, you purify your brain, you zoicha to simcha, which is what gives you the knowledge and the ability to know how to wrap your tefillah in Sipurei Dvorim, which is the only way to have your tefillah work liachar gzar din, when there's a bechin of gzar din. And the tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, they're the ones who know how to do this. Kemavur b'maim ranal, as is explained in that chapter in the Kutumran. Remember, we gave one example earlier, that on Rosh Hashanah, if you'll take a look in your Shmon Esrei, the big one, the Musaf Shmon Esrei, and you'll start reading some of those long paragraphs, you'll ask yourself, hey, what in the world is going on here? This sounds like story. This isn't tefillah. I'm not praising Hashem, and I'm not asking for nothing. I'm telling a whole story. There was a Noach, and there was a flood. What's that stuff doing in middle of Shmon Esrei? And Rav Nachman Shirin explains in his Sefer that that's one of the examples of the secret that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in this chapter in Likutei Moran. How tzaddikim know that when there's a gzar din, you can't daven normal. You can't daven the regular way. Hashem, you're great, give me money. You can't do that. It's got to be melubash in a sipur. And they, with their Ruach HaKodesh, the Anshei Knesset HaKodesh, with their Ruach HaKodesh, knew exactly how to structure this for the tefillah to be effective, even lachar gzar din. Ki daiko kishezoichin lesimcha now, because as Rabbeinu Zal teaches over there, it's when a Jew is zoicha to this highest form of simcha, where his simcha is from the mitzvah itself, oz daiko yecholin lahal b'shatfila b'sipurei dvorim. That person has the ability to know how to wrap his tefila in sipurei dvorim, in stories. Ki kishezoich lesimcha now, dahinu sheesh lo simcha mi'amitzvah v'yatzma, shu simcha sakadosh baruch hu. Because when a person zoicha to that kind of simcha, what kind of simcha? That his simcha is coming from the mitzvah itself, not anything out into the future, which means that's Hashem's simcha. He's plugging into Hashem's simcha. Nimtza shenichlal b'Hashem yizborach haydei mitzvah. So that person plugs into Hashem through a mitzvah. We once said that Tikkun Ezer says that the word mitzvah is Hashem's name, because in the Hebrew alphabet, in mitzvah you have the vav hey of Hashem's name, right? The letters mem and tzaddik flip over to make Yud and K. In Atbash, Yud is the 10th letter from the beginning of the alphabet. Mem is the 10th letter from the end. Tzaddik is the you know whatever it is the 14th letter from the beginning, and hey is the 14th letter from the end. So mem tzadik vav hey is really yud ke vav ke. So when a yid is zocher to do a mitzvah with simcha from the mitzvah itself, he really is embracing Hashem. He's plugging into Hashem and he's connecting with Hashem's simcha. And therefore, v'chol ha'olam nichlal imoy b'Hashem yisborach. The entire world, all the animals, all the plants, all the everything plugs in with him to Hashem. Through him, through his mitzvah, everything gets connected to Hashem. Ki ha'mitzvois he'mekayimim ha'olam kanal. Because the Torah tells us what's sustaining the world? Mitzvahs. U'kishenichlal al yidei ha'mitzvah b'Hashem yisborach. And therefore, when a mitzvah is a vehicle to get a guide to connect with Hashem, nimtzo shenichlal gam kol ha'olam shekiyum ha'yadei ha'mitzvahs b'Hashem yisborach. The rest of the world, which is being sustained through mitzvah, also connects to Hashem with him. Vazai, because again, man is king of the world. Man is on top. If everything is part of man, the plant kingdom, the rocks, the animals, all that, man eats all of them, and man rules over all of them. So when man plugs into Hashem through his tefillah, all other levels of creation are also plugging into Hashem. Vazai, kishekol ha'olam kulay nichlal b'Hashem yisborach. Now, if the entire world is connecting with Hashem and is plugging into Hashem in this way, Azai bevada yecholen lasos mikol ha'sipurei dvorim tefilos. Then that the person will certainly be able to use to know how to take all the stories and make tefilos from them. Ulahalbish hatfila b'sipurei dvorim, and to wrap his tefila in these stories. Me'achar shekol ha'olam nichlal b'yisborach, because this person got the whole world to embrace Hashem. You follow? Through his doing the mitzvah this way, with this simcha, he embraced Hashem, and together with him, the whole world embraced Hashem. He's got the whole world in his hands. So he can use the stories of everything in the world as a wrapping for his tefillah. V'alkein oz daiko yechonon loymar bishvilini v'roilam. And therefore, that person really has the right to say, the world was created for me. Because the world was surely created for him, since he has the ability to assist the entire world in plugging into Hashem. V'ze shediktek Rabbeinu Zal v'chosa b'soif ha'maimer al posig yachad horem yiraneinu. And this is why, if you look at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, the end of Torah Hey there, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the posig Yismuch Hashem Yachad Horem Yiraneinu, and Rabbeinu Zal says Shaydei Simcha Yecholim Hatzadikim Lahalbish Tfilosam B'Sipurim Yachad. That through Simcha, that's what gives these great tzaddikim the ability to wrap their tefillah with stories together. Yachad, this sandwich of tefillah and sipurim. Because through real simcha from the mitzvah itself, the highest form of simcha, through which a person plugs himself and the entire world into Hashem, that person will have the ability to take his tefillah with and take it with all the sipurim of the world and mix them together. V'hovein, Rav Nosnel says, understand what I'm saying here, because I just told you something very important. Borach Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. With this, he concludes the halacha. Now he's going to give us some appendixes. But here, for those who are familiar with this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rav Nosnel, on this paragraph just now, clarified like a billion levels Rabbeinu Zal's words there. Rabbeinu Zal says this concept, but Rav Nosson Zal makes it incredibly clear. He takes it apart, he dissects it, and he puts a magnifying glass on it, and he really, really makes it clear for the person to know exactly how this works.